Hello, this is Shane Bolton, and welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week, I'm talking with a new member of the Broadside newspaper. Here's that interview. Okay, welcome back to the Broadside Podcast. This week, I have a new member of the Broadside, India Slotke. Welcome to the podcast this week.
Thanks, it's great to be here.
And then, so what made you join the Broadside this term?
Well, honestly, I've been meaning to all year. I'm planning on pursuing a career in journalism, and I figured local paper is a good place to start.
And then what made you get into like journalism?
There's this podcast called Dissect. If you're a fan of hip hop and rap, you should definitely check it out. Essentially, it just breaks down popular rap albums and like explains them very much like note by note, so you kind of understand the entire album. And I learned that there's so much nuance in music and stuff like that, and I kind of started looking into music journalism as a career path.
My brother goes to University of Oregon. He is really into music too, and he's doing journalism there, and he's really into like hip-hop and like just really any music genre, but that's cool. I find it interesting because I hear it from him all the time, and he's telling me what music to listen to because I have no clue about anything. But yeah, which is nice. Music's with him, having music's like, okay, I know. He's like, oh, here's this album's good, so that's cool.
Yeah, for sure. Can't really say. I have a lot of people like that in my life too. Definitely developing a music taste at the moment.
Yeah, what music are you into?
Right now I'm really into Jimi Hendrix.
Oh really? Oh nice.
Yeah, I've been listening to Are You Experienced nonstop. It's very much like a fun spring album, I think. And Little Sims is also like a go-to for me.
Yeah, I'm always go to 80s and 70s and 60s, and my friends definitely hear that way too much when I have the aux in the car or at in the backyard on the speaker, so that's my go-to. But yeah, Jimi Hendrix I like. I actually played one of his CDs in my car the other day because I have like this big CD case that my parents had when they were like in the 90s. They got a bunch of just CDs, and I have a bunch in the car that I listen to, and that's one of them. So yeah.
I've always thought those big CD binders were so funny. You're like, oh, wait, I have the perfect thing to play. And you have to like flip through and find the right one.
Yeah, I always find that I'm like, oh, because I've gone through basically all the CDs. So I'm like, oh, which one do I want to listen to today? It's like, okay, Talking Heads, I'll throw that in. But I have to go through it. And it's like, I probably should stop. But I do, a lot of the time I'm like driving and doing it. And I'm like, okay. And then I have like a CD in my mouth on my mouth because I don't want to like put it down and somehow scratch it, even though they're basically all scratched because they're like 20 years old. But that's...
Do you organize them at all, or is it just like
not at all. I just am like, okay, what do I want to listen to? Okay, I'll throw it in here, take this out, put it in. Yeah, so that's what I do. It's very unorganized. But yeah, I really enjoy just listening to a lot of genres. But I'm more throwback music. That's more my style. The only like artist I like today is Mac DeMarco, who my brother told me about, which is like a nice quiet evening type of music guy. So
yeah, sure.
So are you from Bend?
Yeah, pretty much. I was born in Chicago, but Bend is home.
So yeah, you grew up here?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're in college, right? Because we have some people on the Broadside that are in high school, but taking like dual, or like there's like a school that you can take like half high school credits and half like college credits. You're fully in college, right?
Actually, no.
Okay.
I am also doing the Baker program, which is probably
okay, that's
what
it.
You're
yeah,
talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So getting high school and college credit at the same time.
Okay, so you're in that. Okay. You're studying, or you're wanting to study journalism, which is cool. And you're a senior, right?
Junior.
Actually. Oh, okay. Okay. So you're not going to, or college next year, but so what, yeah. So what do you hope to gain or learn from joining the Broadside?
Well, I'm not very well versed when it comes to COCC as a community. I think that being remote has really not like carp. You know what? Never mind. We're going a different direction.
Yeah, use a different word.
But it's very much just sort of put COCC in a different context, and I'd like to like learn more about the COC or about the more about the COCC community, because I think it's really interesting and it's very much more eclectic than other parts of Bend, sort of as a community, and yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of been hard this year. Like they've had some like events at the school and stuff, and I know clubs are meeting online, but I went to some like sports and activities and like no one was there. So I doubt that's not what I assume the college is really like, 'cause like I feel like nobody really wants to, or it's like nobody really wants to go to those things. I don't know. So yeah, it's kind of been hard, but at least the broadside has helped me a little bit. At least like talk to or figure out different things, and also hearing from the other people on the team. I'm like, okay, I didn't know that. So I've learned a little bit more.
Yeah, nice.
And then so you're excited for the broadside. Do you have any ideas for articles right now?
Not so much,
No.
unfortunately.
Yeah, I have that issue.
Yeah, definitely not my strong suit.
Any ideas?
No, I gotta get out there more. I gotta learn more stuff, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, I think I'm gonna try to, I don't know. It's kind of hard to go out and get like ideas right now, 'cause I'm not from Bend. I grew up in Portland and I moved out here this year for
Oh,
college.
nice.
And it's just kind of, I don't know, hard to figure out things to write about when you're not actually like living it day to day, other than school a little bit. But
Yeah, it's very much like you learn what you about what you're involved in, you know? Like I'm
yeah,
not
and
like
then
seeing flyers for events, so
yeah, and then
like
you
there's
meet
no way.
someone that's like, oh, I know this guy or this
Yeah.
person, or yeah, or it's like, oh, okay. But now it's like, it's kind of like, oh, it's kind of hard. I've been trying to get like the broadside team to have, or at least last term, to like have some like more socialization outside of just the class. And I have like a few of them, and we like have talked a few times like over FaceTime, but it's more about how we want to make the social media better. But that's like the only like outreach I've really had, meeting new people. But yeah, that's good. I hope they we've talked about like meeting up, maybe like the whole team even, which would be fun just to chat, because like Zoom's fine and Zoom's not fine. I'll say that. But like just like the face-to-face interaction, I don't know, which is nice. It's like, oh, it's just like, it's where Zoom is kind of like, yeah, oh, and then we speak over each other accidentally. And but yeah, I hope to do that, get some more interaction.
Yeah, definitely. Zoom can be very awkward. I feel like because it's so structured, you know, people like definitely don't want to just like use it in a casual way. So it feels weird to, you know, chat over Zoom.
Yeah, it seems like it has to be serious somewhat, and it's like, okay. So, what else do you do other than journalism and going to school? Do you have any other activities that you do your
I
day to
work
day?
at Sparrow up at Northwest Crossing.
I don't know. I don't know Ben that well. I've kind of been,
No
yeah, this winter I kind of just never went out, but I'm
worries.
going out more now, so that's my goal. It's like, okay,
Yes.
so
Well, you
you.
should stop by if you get the chance.
What is it, Sparrow?
Yeah, Sparrow, just like the bird. I don't know, we're a bakery,
Oh,
make
bakery.
pastries.
Okay. So that you work up there
Yeah.
or there? Yeah, no, I'm trying to
Yeah.
explore Bend a little bit more, because I live over by what high school is this? Mountain View. Mountain View.
Oh, okay, like on
Yeah.
Neff kind of over there.
I have no clue. Oh yeah, Neff Road. Yeah, Neff Road. Yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
Yeah, I live over there because I'm in the aviation program and the airport's like 5 minutes away, and it's nice to just get up early in the morning and be 5 minutes away from the airport. And
yeah,
so I have that. But what, so you live where? I don't know where that is. What is it like?
So I live on Brookswood, kind of, but Northwest Crossing is going to be kind of over on Mount Washington.
Oh, so. Is that over by the Mill District? I don't know.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. I don't know Bend. I just know the Mill District and downtown and Aubrey Butte and for neighborhoods wise. And then Mountain View neighborhood. So yeah.
It's a pretty good start. Get the basic lay of the land.
Mm-hmm. So anything other than work? Do you what have you been doing? Do you hang out with friends or just hang out at home?
I mean, yeah, the pandemic has definitely put a different spin on my social life.
Oh yeah.
but me and a friend made stir fry last night and watched a movie, so that was pretty fun. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
just kind of hang out. I ski.
You ski? Oh, I ski too. Do you go to Bachelor or Hoodoo?
Bachelor, but okay. Night skiing is really fun at Hoodoo.
Oh yeah, I like the night skiing at Hoodoo because it's normally like really quiet on like the week, or like, yeah, it's quiet anytime really after a certain time. But yeah, I went up there a few times, which is nice. And
isn't it like so creepy to have like the lights like on the snow and silence?
Oh, I like it. It's like, it's peaceful when you're on the lift and you're just like, it's just nice and quiet and it's just the breeze. I like that. It's, and then I don't know at night, but I feel like I go way faster. I don't know why, which, and then, yeah, actually. So my last time I went skiing was like 2 weeks ago. And the last run, I think, I don't know if I'm going to go skiing again this year, but my last run of the year, I did a yard sale and I hit my head, but luckily I wear a helmet. So, but that was my last run of the year. And I lost all, or my skis went everywhere, and I was going way too fast and being a little too confident and cocky, and I ended up just falling down and hitting my head. I definitely, like, my neck hurt for like 4 days after. So, but that was like the last run of the night, and then it was like I could have gotten the lift again, but I was like, oh, I'm not doing this again. But yeah, that was the last time. I don't know, with finals and then spring break, I was a little busy. I haven't gotten up there again. So yeah, I enjoy skiing.
Yeah, I'm definitely hoping to catch the end of the spring season.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, till the end of the month is when it's open. Even Hoodoo's open, which kind of surprises me. So I don't know what was I gonna say. Okay, so skiing. Do you anything else? Do you have any, like, other than skiing, like any other sports or hobbies or activities?
Right before the pandemic started, I was playing Ultimate Frisbee with the Summit High School team.
They have a team?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
A lot of the high schools do, which is kind of crazy. Like, I had no idea Ultimate Frisbee was a sport until like last year.
Oh, yeah. I know like colleges have teams, and I've seen it like on like ESPN would play it like randomly. I don't know why. It was like whenever they just didn't have anything to play, they would play like Ultimate Frisbee on the TV. And I was like, oh my gosh. So that's funny. Mm. That's cool. Yeah, no, we didn't, at my high school in Beaverton, we didn't have Ultimate Frisbee, but we would do like during cross country, after cross country practices, once in a while we would like throw the frisbee around, or not throw the, like, do Ultimate Frisbee. So that's what I meant.
Nice.
Except we were awful, but
I know, I when I tell people that, I get really nervous because I'm so bad at playing frisbee. It's really just a for fun thing. So you know, not gonna flex my skills too hard on that one.
Yeah. Actually, I saw at a park near my house, people playing, I think it was Ultimate Frisbee. Yeah, actually, yeah, it was, I think. And they were all wearing masks. They were probably from like the high school, and they were just at a park playing. It was probably like, I don't know, 15, 16 of them, I think, around there. But it was like, oh, okay. So that was cool.
Yeah. Isn't it so weird seeing people like play sports in masks?
Oh yeah. Yeah. It's weird. I have some guys I've like seen some like high school like photos Oh, because you're in high school, yeah, obviously. But like I've seen some people, or just like football, I'm like, wait, they're wearing a mask underneath their helmet, or even like volleyball, I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd.
I know. I could not imagine playing sports. I mean, yeah, I just can't imagine playing sports in a mask. I'm like amazed that they're able to do it. It shows a lot of dedication. I just feel like it would get so annoying.
Yeah. Yeah. I played like basketball because like the school had some events in the fall and I went to a basketball thing. And of course I was like one of three people that showed up. I was like, okay. I was expecting like, okay, there's going to be 10 people here. I can meet new people. But I showed up and we had to wear masks, but it was kind of like, it's like breathing in my mask and it was like, so and I was like, okay, I had to take breaks. I was like, okay, I'll go outside and take a water break so I don't have to wear my mask. But yeah, it's kind of it's annoying if you're like breathing really hard. So
yeah. So planes, what got you interested?
Planes. I'll talk about that. That's about a year ago, year and a half ago, I was on the golf team. And okay, actually, I'll just start over because I always like telling the story. So I was on the golf team, and I drove some underclassmen home every day because the course was like 30 minutes away from our neighborhood. And one of them, his dad's a pilot, and he owned his own plane, like a little one, you know, the ones that fly around Bend you see all the time. He mm-hmm. owned that, and I went up with him and we flew around Mount Hood from Portland, and it was so cool. And I was like, oh, this is cool. And then later on, a couple months later, I went over and like asked a bunch of like questions, like, oh, where do I go? And he was like, oh, here. And I'm like, okay. And then I went up and started just doing lessons, and I was like, oh, this is fun. So that's how I just gotten into it. And it's like, I don't know, it just gives me like a rush every time. It's like just lifting off the ground and then like just being able to fly anywhere. And so I came here after I had some hours prior to coming here flying, because you need a certain amount of hours to get your private pilot's license. And so I saw that COCC had a program, and I was like, okay, I can use my Oregon Promise, which gives me basically like reduced college. That's like I paid $300 last term for all my classes, which was nice. So I used that. And then the flying's obviously very expensive, but that would have, like, if I would have gone to a 4-year college, I'm kind of using that for my college savings for that. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. And I'm getting, actually this on Tuesday, I'm having my, it's called a check ride, and it's where it's like, if you pass, you get your license. So yeah. So I'm like to get my private pilot. So yeah, it's been a long, long hard work, and I feel ready, I guess, hopefully.
Nice. So that's so exciting.
Yeah. And I just can't wait till like this summer and being able to like fly people. Cause I've been like telling all my friends back home and all my friends at like U of O, I'm like, oh, we'll go fly this summer. And they're all like, oh, cool, cool. So that'll be fun.
Nice. Yeah, that's awesome. So what are you planning on doing once you get your private pilot's license?
So that's like the first step. There's a bunch of other licenses and like certificates that you have to get, which is in the program. And after that, so once I get all those, I don't know, I think my mother wants me to go to a 4-year college and get a degree. So that's probably going to be down the line. That's probably what I'm going to do. But yeah, I hope to be able to like, eventually like work for like, I don't know. I kind of want to work like in Alaska or like in the wilderness, cause I really like being outdoors and just being outside is nice. And like being able to, like, I don't know, land on a lake would be so cool, or be like, have like the bush planes with like the big wheels and you just land on a mountaintop. I just think that'd be really cool to do.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah.
Are you into like fly fishing at all?
No, I'm really, I don't, like, I know how to fly fish, but I don't really do it that much. I'm more of I do bait fishing more. Cause when I go camping, I'm kind of like, like backpacking, I'm like, okay, I need a meal. And I'm kind of like, I'm like, okay, I just need a meal. I need some fish tonight. So yeah, I have done fly fishing, but I'm not, I don't know. I just haven't really put the time in yet, but I enjoy fishing and just being outside. And I think that'd be cool. Even like Montana, I think Montana or Alaska is, or Idaho even, is where I'd want to be. But I'd have to build up hours of it or before doing that. And, that would be, I don't know, that'd be so cool. And then after that, this is all my dreams. After that, I'd like to work for like airlines so I can like travel the world a little bit and be like, okay, today I'm going to, I don't know, New York or something.
Yeah, that would be super awesome. The idea of being free to just like get in a plane and drive it or like
fly it
wherever you want is such like, I don't know, it's kind of fascinating.
Yeah, that's why I kind of like it. It kind of, I don't know, just is like I can really do anything. And I've done like so you do some like solo time where you're alone in the plane, and that's just, it's just really nice. I don't, it's like humbling. It's like, okay, if the plane like fails, I'm the only one that's gonna save me. And it's like, but I know I've been trained to do no emergencies and stuff, but it was just like, and just how quiet it was in the cockpit was just like, oh, this is nice. And flying around here is nice because like I kind of know all the big landmarks with like Pilot Butte and Aubrey Butte and like Paulina Peak, I think is that mountain down south, but like, and all the Cascade Mountains, obviously. But no, it's pretty to fly around here. So this is definitely a luxury. Because like back in Portland, there's like maybe once a week you'll get a decent day to fly because it's so cloudy and rainy. Where here, you probably get like 3 or 4 days, probably more than that in the winter. And the only thing is wind here. That's the only thing you have to worry about. But yeah, this winter was like, at least I got to go fly, but it was cold and all that stuff. But yeah, so yeah, I'm trying to become a pilot.
Nice, that's so cool. Mm-hmm. I've never really talked to anyone where like pilot, what is it, pilotry?
No, it's, that's aviation. Not right. Aviation.
Aviation?
Yeah, that's just what, that's the degree or the associate's degree or whatever it's called.
Yeah, and, that sounds way better than pilotry.
Yeah, I think pilotry, that probably is something. Pilotry. That's funny. No, that's so, that's basically, I hope to keep pursuing this and being like, oh, my only pickup line or anything when I introduce myself to someone is I'm a pilot, which is like a joke. Yeah. All the pilot people are just joke about that. It's like, okay, at least online what I've seen. So that's, it's like, oh, all I have is aviation. Cause basically you dedicate a lot of time and money. That, so yeah.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool, dude.
Okay. I think we'll wrap up the podcast there. I got to talk a little bit about myself, but thank you for coming on the podcast this week.
Yeah, of course. It was great to be here.
Thank you for listening to the podcast this week. You can check out The Broadside on our website and also on our social medias to keep in touch with current information and stories. Hope to see you next week for a very new episode of The Broadside Podcast.